It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's a breezy 74 degrees. KSL's top story. The agency that makes Utah's lawn watering recommendations has now moved Utah into survival mode. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz explains.
Utah's Division of Water Resources weekly lawn watering guide is now recommending you only water twice a week.
Because the conditions of the drought have intensified and have not let up yet, we have now switched over to an extreme drought watering guide.
Spokeswoman Kim Wells says in a normal year, it's 3 days a week.
So eliminating even one lawn watering for your typical quarter acre lot in Utah saves about 3,000 gallons of water.
She says this will likely mean your lawn will go yellow.
It's going to enter dormancy during those times of drought and high temperatures, but it will recover when conditions improve. Grass is really resilient and can survive with as little as an inch of water a month.
She says these recommendations will likely stick around a while. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Some action down south to curb water use. St. George News reports the Washington County Water Conservancy District is hiking prices for excessive water use. Charges start at $1 per 1,000 gallons. The district told the paper the surcharge will depend on the meter size. The economy is bouncing back from the pandemic, but now prices are soaring, as you well know if you've been to a store or filled up your tank. Some experts say the inflation surge won't last.
The cost of living rose 5% in May from a year ago, the largest increase since the Great Recession.
Consumers are spending more rapidly than businesses can reopen or ramp up and hire up. As long as that's going on, that makes it hard for prices to abate.
Diane Swank, chief economist at Grant Thornton, Chicago.
As we get further away from the pandemic rebound, those factors should dissipate in their heat and we should see some cooling.
She says it'll take time for companies to rebuild workforces. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Utahns say that prices are going so high and it's made life difficult for them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live. Paul?
Well, Jeff, for example, some people tell KSL they have to shop at several different stores just to find the lowest prices on food. That's one way things are difficult now. Utah Food Bank CEO Jeanette Bott says demand at pantries spiked in March of last year. It never really died down, so this inflation does have them worried.
Now we're coming into the summer months, June, July, and August, even pre-pandemic, are the months during the year that we see the highest demand. Kids are out of school, parents are having to supply more meals.
And other people say property taxes are becoming way too much to handle since they're tied to property values that are skyrocketing right now. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. We're learning today that former President Trump's DOJ seized records from journalists and House Democrats. ABC's Rena Roy has details.
ABC News has confirmed former President Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed the communications data of at least two Democratic members of Congress and members of their family, including Congressman Adam Schiff, a vocal Trump critic who was then the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Sources say prosecutors under Attorney General Jeff Sessions subpoenaed Apple for the data in 2018.
Senate Democrats and the Biden Justice Department are launching their own investigations. Salt Lake City police are looking for a man they think might know something about the swastika carved into the window of a Jewish synagogue mid-May. Police have very limited information, only a picture of a white man, maybe brownish hair, in the dark. You can see that photo on the Salt Lake City Police social media pages. There's a labor shortage nationwide, and yet a record number of Americans left their jobs in April. Vice President of Zions Bank, Robert Spendlove, says it's worse in Utah.
In Utah, it's even more dramatic, where labor force participation today is lower than it was before the pandemic started.
About 145,000 Utahns lost their jobs due to the pandemic. Police have now identified an 18-year-old man found unresponsive in a pool in Midvale. Gabe Hickenlooper died last night. Rescuers tried to revive him unsuccessfully. KSL News Time, 4:35. Tomorrow is Free Fishing Day in Utah. Faith Jolly with DWR says there are a lot of good spots out there to fish that shouldn't be too crowded.
There's 25 water bodies that we are recommending for this year in particular that won't be as crowded and that shouldn't have any kind of drought impacts right now. East Canyon State Park up in Morgan County is a good option.
Well, see, a fishing tip. After tomorrow, people over age 12 will be required to have a fishing license. You can apply online. KSL News Time, 4:35. I want to break early and bring in Ricky Meese because we have problems this afternoon. Would you mind running it down?
It's been a really rough ride, especially for anybody up north. We have the closure in place of Ogden Canyon, SR-39, both directions. That's from the mouth of the canyon up to the reservoir. We also have a vehicle fire in Morgan County. It's at the ramp at eastbound I-80 at Mountain Green on the right, and a new accident for southbounders on I-15 in Davis County. A crash at Layton Parkway moved to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 4:36. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
More news.
First court appearance. Things didn't go as expected.
And more inside sources.
Really some interesting patterns
created this obsession on Capitol Hill.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3. Afternoons. On KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.